Okay, here we go, hour number three. And good news from Pakistan. Here you go. Pakistan's military chief allegedly has warned that the nuclear nation of Pakistan would take, quote, half the world down with us, end quote, should it face an existential threat from India. Field Marshal Asim Munir is said to have told attendees of a black tie dinner in Florida on Saturday, "We are a nuclear nation. If we think we're going down, we'll take half the world down with us," end quote. Nice. I tell you, this world has many different ways to commit suicide. That's just one of them. Hello, Mitchell Henderson. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Are you going to take half the world down with you if you are in existential threat?
No. Why would anybody think that way? aside from Israelis, who would think that way?
They already have a policy. It's called the Samson option. Yeah, they've thought that way for a long time. They don't care. They kill anybody that gets in their way. Or if they're in trouble, they'll kill everybody. They will.
Take everybody with them. Yeah, I mean, they're evil. I mean, if you go back to Cain and Abel in the Bible, Cain kills Abel, and then God curses them, saying, yeah, you're going to have to live in strange lands among strange people. But I'll put a mark on you, and people aren't going to just completely wipe you out or anything, you know? So when I see that in Genesis, it sort of fits the Jewish people, doesn't it? I mean, they live in strangers' lands and cause trouble wherever they go, you know?
The Pakistanis should not be taken lightly. I believe that. I always have. Yeah. They'll unload. The Jews, we know, will unload.
Listen,
no question
about that. It's going to happen one way or the other. So let me get into a little bit of just because a lot of people ask me how much time do we have left.
Do we have left? That's a very profound question. Accurate too.
Okay, so understand that what happens in history is predicated by what people think and believe. Perceptions are far more important in shaping events than reality is. This is because our leaders are ignorant and delusional, and the masses are basically brainwashed into their delusional ideas. Mm-hmm. The forces in the world today are basically the brainchild of Moses Hess about 200 years ago. His book, The Holy History of Mankind, in 1834, shaped both Marxism and Zionism. While he designed Marxism to be the Jewish philosophy that shaped the world, meant to replace the philosophy of G.W.H. Hegel and the German philosophy, he also designed the Zionist philosophies for specifically Jewish rule of the world. Both are atheist philosophies, but Hess designed them to be religions that would have dogma and would spread by evangelism. Hess saw world history in several phases. The first phase was the Jews, who were the chosen people. The second phase, second period, started with Christ. The third started with the Jewish atheist philosopher Baruch Spinoza in the 1600s. And finally, Marxism and Zionism, his babies, would win the world. They have shaped history, and that history is centered on Jews and the Bible. Hess knew the New Testament. He talks about Christ in there and stuff, okay?
Got it.
Not the way a Christian would, okay? But he understood, like Christian prophecy and stuff like that. So everyone has grown up in a culture shaped by Marxism and Zionism, and most people have unthinkingly acquiesced to it, okay? I mean, you look here in America, we have two main political parties. The Democrats are basically Marxists, and the people are Marxists. Their thinking is Marxist. If you're a feminist, feminism is Marxism. If you're gay rights or transgender, that is Marxism. It's all Marxism. It goes back to Herbert Marcuse and his writings on
the sexual revolution and stuff. No, they're all extension from the most evil group of all. You're right.
Right.
You're right.
And Zionism, we have the Christian Zionist movement. So what I want to do is, since Marxism is looked as a secular atheist thing, because a lot of people, they'll just look at prophecy and stuff and say, well, this has no effect on the world. No, it moves the world to the way that we're going, okay? So let's look at secular Marxist predictions. Now, this is just Marxism. This has got nothing to do with the Bible, okay? This is just Marxist predictions. One, wealth would become concentrated in the hands of fewer and fewer individuals and corporations. Did that come true? Yes. Today, half of all the property in the world of 8 billion people is owned by just 8 men. 8 men own half of everything in the world. That is mind-boggling. Two,
I agree.
Capitalism is inherently unstable. We have seen this with the 2008 housing crash, with the 2021 Biden supply chain disruption, and inflation is about to get much worse. We will see just how unstable it can be, because we have unstable leaders that are, instead of making trade easier, they're just messing with trade. They're just trolling everything, disrupting it. Okay.
Disruption. Mitch. Let me suggest this. Maybe a lot of them aren't unstable. They're just working for the other side, the dark side. And we like to think they're working for us and they're unstable because they're not doing things to help us. I think they're doing things exactly what they're supposed to in many cases.
Well, it's for their agenda, okay?
And that's right.
So the third one, capitalism would increase interconnectedness of the economy, in which we call globalization. Globalization is about a few people gaining all the wealth and stuff.
Right.
We now live in a globalized economy. So these predictions are made back in the 1840s, 50s, and 60s, okay? Four, capitalism will cause intense polarization between competing groups and create struggle between them and violence. We're seeing that take shape right here. They're trying to split people in every way they can split them, okay? They're trying to let people antagonize each other. Five, the working class will become impoverished. You can feel this for yourself, okay? You are poorer now than you were 5 years ago. Trump is not fixing it and will, in fact, exasperate it because he uses tariffs and sanctions to bully all the nations of the world. At some point, they will have enough, and Trump will crash the U.S. economy. Okay, six, the production of many useful things will produce many useless people. This is why the WEF needs the Great Reset. They need to kill off 7.5 billion of us useless people. Robots largely replaced industrial workers in the 1980s, and now AI will replace clerical and information workers. So just as Marxism has shaped our world and our lives, so has Zionism. The United States is the biggest and most powerful nation in the world, and is also the seat of Christian Zionism. The U.S. and Christian Zionists can definitely determine, or at least provoke, the events that it intends. In 2003, George W. Bush, a devout Christian Zionist, told the Emir of Kuwait that he had to invade Iraq to hasten the apocalypse. This is his words to the Emir, to hasten the apocalypse. He also told Harper's Magazine reporter that he did not include money for the war on terrorism in his 2008 budget because he needed to crash the U.S. economy in order to bring the apocalypse on. So there's two things there. War,
who said
George
that?
W. Bush.
Okay.
George W. Bush to Harper's Magazine.
Okay.
Okay, so who are the Christian Zionists today? President Trump is one. So is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Only six congressmen and 15 senators have voted against Israel. AIPAC and J Street have control over our Congress and Senate. establishing that Zionism and Christian Zionism are shaping world events. Let's cut to the chase and how much time we have left. Okay, so the Abraham Accords were signed with Israel and some Arab states in September 5th, 2020. This began the seven-year countdown towards the Battle of Armageddon. This is the seven-year tribulation. So the first half of the tribulation began in September 2020. The COVID lockdowns began March 15th, 2021, and lasted until May 2023. About 2 years and 2 months of living in a police state where if you did not receive the vaccine, you could not work. Okay, sort of like you cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast. March 2024 would be the start of the second half of the tribulation. What happened that month? What happened that month right in the middle of this seven-year period? In March 2024 was the Crocus City terrorist attack in Moscow, killing 137 people.
That was pretty horrible.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. France made it a right. You have a right to have an abortion. And they put it in their constitution. China was ordered to sell TikTok. The UN Security Council issued the first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. abstains, making it impossible for Democrats to remain in charge of the presidency. That act in March 2024, that act of the Biden administration doomed them from gaining being the president again in 2025.
Got it.
Okay, because everything is in service of Israel. And if they're not going to vote for Israel, they don't need to be in office. Okay.
Too true.
Yep. In that same month, the UN just out and out said Israel's committing genocide in Gaza. So how can we know that we're in the second half of tribulation? Well, one way is because of the two witnesses are active in the world right now, Moses and Elijah. The Battle of Armageddon will happen around September 2027. This does not mean that you can kick back now, because let me describe what's going to happen. Okay, there's going to be economic shocks. When these economic shocks come, and they're coming on fast, I mean, just look at what Trump is doing. He's sanctioning India. He'll be sanctioning China and Turkey over secondary sanctions for Russia. These countries cannot give up Russian oil. It would be suicide for them to do it. They would be doing to themselves like Germany did to themselves. Germany destroyed their own industry. The largest industrial base in Europe was destroyed because of Russian sanctions. So India, China, Iran, Turkey, they're not going to do it. What's going to happen is people are going to why trade with the United States? We're just going to blackmail you. We're going to bully you. We're going to sanction you. We're going to tariff you. We're so unstable, you know. We're such a bully. It's like, it'd be so much easier just to leave us out of the trade equation. And when all those dollars come home, we're going to have inflation like crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. We're acting like the big bully of the world, and you know what? We ain't got it anymore. We ain't got the military to enforce what we say.
We're trying to use
the economy to.
All we have are nukes and threats.
Yes, and you see, the thing about the two witnesses, and I alluded to this before, what the two witnesses are supposed to do is they're supposed to come back to straighten the seven churches in Asia out, okay? The first two, chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation is about the churches in Asia. And what the churches in Asia's problem is, way back then, is they allow too much sexual immorality in there. They're drifting away from things. They're more interested in the offices of the church offices and who gets to be there and who's in control than they are in Christ Himself. Okay, they chase after idols. In this case, they specifically talks about Jewish idols. They're talking about people worshiping Jewish things instead of Christian things. Okay, so that's what Christian Zionism is. Christian Zionism is just simply Christians are worshiping Israel and putting Israel first. Okay, it's quite simple. So when Christ says he's the only way to God, he does not carve out an exception for Jewish people. Christian Zionists believe that Jewish people can go to heaven without accepting Christ.
Wow.
And
wow.
And this is
Isn't that a little bit, Mitch, what Christ says.
Yes.
Isn't that just a little hypocritical? Just a little?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Like semi-insanity? I don't even believe some of the things I hear.
Jews don't have to accept Christ.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Somebody said Christian Zionists may be the most dangerous component in our entire culture in the West here. It may be.
I think it is the key. It is. Like I said, I have relatives that are Christian Zionists and stuff, and they won't talk to me because they think I'm going to hell because I will not support Israel. This is what their decision is.
Unreal.
This is how they discern whether somebody really knows Christ or not. If you don't kiss Israel's butt and bow down to them, then you're not going to heaven. You're not a real Christian. I think the people who are not the real Christians would be the Israelis and the Jewish people. The thing in the Bible that defines what Antichrist is a clear definition. It's a simple one. If you don't accept Jesus of the Christ, you're Antichrist. So what is Israel? Listen, Israel is the Antichrist, people. Israel is the Antichrist. Just listen to their people speak. Their spokespersons, listen to their politicians speaking. These are demonic, vile, and evil people. Demonic, vile, and evil people. Just listen to them. And this is who the Christian Zionists want to worship, these people.
If you don't want to listen, read their materials. Read Rabbi Menachem Schneerson and the Lubavitchers.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, just read his stuff. It's so full of hate.
Everybody says, God is on Israel's side. Well,
no. The
second part of 1 John 2, 22-23 says, if you do not have the Son, you do not have the Father. God is not on Israel's side, period. God is not on Israel's side. Christ is not coming back to save the people who murdered him, okay? That's not who he's coming for. Now, Jewish people, of course, can be saved in Christian theology because the first people who were saved were Jewish people. The first disciples and so forth were Jewish people. But the theology of the New Testament makes clear that the Jewish people rejected God and rejected Christ. So this gift went to all of the people in the world, the Gentiles. Okay, so. The theology of this is bad. So the two witnesses, the Christian Zionists would have you believe there's certain things that they believe that's going to keep them from understanding that we're already in the middle of it. One of them is they believe that they will be raptured and sucked up to heaven before the tribulation begins. Well, let me tell you, that ship has sailed. Okay, it sailed in 2020. Okay, the tribulation is here. We're in the middle of it. We're past the halfway point already. Okay, so the second thing is they're looking for two physical people to be walking around that's going to tell the whole world the truth about like homosexuality in the church and abortion and all this, because Christ is opposed to this stuff. Okay, so this is Moses, the law. The law is the idolatry of worshiping Israel. The law is murdering babies. The law is the sexual immorality in the church. The law is people worried about church offices rather than church offices. If you're in some churches, you'll be a millionaire. Okay, so church offices are important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what Moses. Elijah, he's coming to warn us against false prophecy. And the false prophecy is that Christ is coming for Israel and for the Jewish people. How did they manage to pull that off? I mean, if that is not false religion, they have Christians worshiping Israel and worshiping Jews. It just boggles the mind, you know.
It's true.
They're able to do that. So, anyways, what I wanted to get to is that so the way the events are going to be unfolding is you don't have basically 2 years to prepare, okay? Because what's going to happen is there'll be an economic push-pull from the fact that as we go into economic failure and financial failure, and Americans are already maxed out on their Visa cards already. I mean, you know, everybody's already
it's so bad,
already
Mitchell.
In bad shape.
It's so bad. Yeah. It's terrible, and people don't understand. We're going down. This is going to be the worst holiday season ever by a mile, by 10 miles, maybe by an immeasurable difference. It's going down.
And what the push-pull is as the economy fails, there's going to be several things happen. One, you're not going to have the disposable income to purchase the things that you need. Okay. Or to
store where you have the credit.
Anything.
You won't have the credit to go
you
out.
You won't
and,
have the money. You won't have the credit.
Buy it that way.
Not only that, but also the prices will spike. I mean, listen, people, you lived through this from the COVID epidemic. Didn't prices on certain things spike, like go out crazy, out of control? This is what's going to happen. So the point of this push-pull economic thing is it's to keep you from getting prepared, okay, basically. It's that being prepared will be hard. So what you have now, I don't know, we may have a week, you may have weeks, maybe you have a few months where you can afford to go out and get those things that you need because they're not going to be available soon, okay? They will not, they'll be gone. Okay, because one of the things that when they say the Antichrist will make it difficult for you to buy and sell, well, that's as simple as not having a job and not having money to buy anything. Okay, so we're going into the prophecy itself says that there's a huge economic financial component to this tribulation and stuff, and just as we talked before about. It used to be once a year something significant would happen, then once a month, and then once a week, then once a day. And now look at us. It's like there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things a day happening moving us towards
by design.
Civil war and our destruction and stuff.
It and above all, I think,
going,
Mitchell,
right?
One of the main goals of that, the pacing of it, is to keep people so overwhelmed with unpleasant news that they recoil from it, they stay away from it, and those who even begin to try to process it can't. It's too much. The connectivity of it, the impact from this happening against that and vice versa is endless, the connections.
You know,
so they can't do it.
This thing about the two witnesses. Now, the two witnesses, you know, this is modern times, and the two witnesses are going to talk across the social media and the airwaves and stuff, okay? If I looked at just YouTube alone 1 year ago and looked at it now, they're saying things on YouTube. They're just blurting out anti-Israeli stuff. They're blurting out anti-Marxist stuff. They're blurting out all this stuff. They're speaking freely about it. The witnesses are here. They're speaking. Okay, the witnesses are going to come in a way that people can hear them. It's not important to look for two individuals doing something. I mean, when you hear about the powers of the two individuals, it's describing Moses and it's describing That's the powers that they have, and that's the spirit of what the witnesses are talking about. They're talking about they're trying to open your eyes to the false religion of Christian Zionism. They're trying to open your eyes to the false religion of like mainline churches, mm-hmm. where you go in, it's a lesbian female preacher with a rainbow like scarf thing on and stuff.
Yeah,
and, I mean, this is not Christianity at all. Okay, so you know, I even saw a thing yesterday. I think it was Jordan Peterson was talking about the two witnesses are here already. You know, and Jordan Peterson is not a big religious leader. Okay, he's just sort of a psychologist.
He gets seriously mixed reviews. I don't know what to think about him, frankly. I don't watch him that much, so I'm not a good one to ask. But I'm not overly impressed.
My point is, when
outliers
start talking about it, that is a sign itself. For example, Tucker Carlson, who's on very far right, and Anna Kasparian, who's very far left, they can come together now and talk about Israel and be on the exact same sheet of music.
It's true.
That is a sign. With an atheist leftist like Anna Kasparian, mm-hmm. when she mm-hmm. can see and call out the evil, okay, mm-hmm. and then Christian leaders are covering up for the evil, I mean, this is a sign of the times, people. I mean, you know, if this atheist can understand the inhumanity of Israel and the evil that they are, why can't your average Christian just open their eyes and see how evil
this is?
You know?
It's beyond normal definition.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, you know, this is what the witnesses... Remember, revelation means to reveal. So that in these end times, you're seeing the truth. I remember when Biden was president, the absurdity of his lies, just the bold-faced lies. Like it's an insult to our intelligence to think we would believe the lies that he's telling us. Now, here we are 6 months in, look at Trump and his lies. His lies are just absurd and just ridiculous, just like Biden's were, you know? And all Trump's a showman, and he's putting on a show. Okay, so, you know, what was a big thing, a big thing that Trump had? The wall, the border wall, right?
He hasn't mentioned that. I can't remember the last time him mentioning any of that.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it. Listen to this. So Texas has since Trump became president, the Texas state government has built 66 miles of border walls. Do you know how many miles of border walls the federal government has built since Trump became president?
Zero.
34 miles. 27 miles in Arizona and 7 miles in Texas.
Are you sure these are new?
Central to his campaign, and he's not even building it.
No, and I would suggest that unless we find out otherwise, many of those figures are not new walls. They're simply rehabilitated and rebuilt older walls that are falling down. That's been a big part of the claim of new wall construction. It's a lie.
And let me tell you another thing about the lie that Trump is doing. Okay, so Trump is going out and rounding up all these illegal aliens, okay? Trump knows from his own experience that the courts and the judges are not going to work with him on anything. They're going to obstruct him in every way they can. He knows this. So his big immigration roundup is a show. They're going to go arrest all these people, but guess what? In order to keep them in jail or to report them, it's got to go through a judge. And the judges ain't going to do it. These illegal aliens, vicious criminals, are more important than American citizens are. You know, the Democratic Party's ready to die on that hill of protecting illegal aliens. You know, it's like they hate us or something, okay? But Trump is not, he's not, in his first 6 months of, as president, he has not deported more people than Biden did in his last 6 months as president.
It's
in the news more. It's a show. It's giving the appearance that they are getting rid of these people. If you watch the news, you think, oh, these little aliens are scared to death. You know, they're running scared. I happen to live in a border state, and it's crawling with these little aliens. And you know what? They're not worried about anything. They're going about their lives. They're collecting money from this government. They're collecting money from Trump. Okay, they're getting free rent from Trump.
Oh, interesting. See, nobody. This is new. This is exclusive territory you're talking about. This is very interesting. I didn't know.
Nothing's changed for these people.
How interesting.
The news has changed. There's a big uproar, but nothing's changed. Or you just look at the whole. Everybody knows why the Epstein list cannot be let go, because that's the property of the Israeli Mossad. Everybody knows that. We know that for sure. That's not a guess. That's not a conspiracy. Uh-huh. That's a known fact that has been verified by former Mossad agents and stuff. They have spoken out openly about this. Okay, so all of a sudden, Trump is like, oh, forget about it. Are you still worried about that whole Epstein thing, you know, whatever? I mean,
you're still talking about that? You're still talking about that? Are you still talking about it? That's what he said.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, he's, it's nothing, you know?
No, he's at least 14 years of age in terms of his maturation. 14, 15.
His ability to lie. It's honestly, my sister's told better lies to my parents than this guy can tell the American public, when they were teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just really, really bad. So what's going to happen is things are going to get more intense and more intense and more intense. Okay, it's like they're going to keep trying to keep you on this railroad of things going on. They're going to keep pushing on. It's like Putin is not going to give up. Everything he's just spent, just so Trump can get a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, honestly, we know.
It doesn't matter. The Nobel Peace Prize is a complete farce at this point.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Obama got one for just existing. Yeah,
correct.
You remember
that's
that?
Correct. Now, that, of course,
existing.
that completely emasculated the worth of the award, in my view.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about hard sciences. I'm talking about the Peace Prize.
Well, let's look at this, too. This man totally ignores the wishes of the people who elected him. He's still giving money to Ukraine. He's still fighting Ukraine's war. He said he ran on, I'm not going to give him any more money. We're going to get out of Ukraine. He could have done that on day one, and he did not. Because
he's
he started having dreams of a Nobel Peace Prize.
That's
so he's
got
to make peace between these countries. And then he listens to the worst people. I mean, look at the guy who's
ultimate
head of our military in Europe now. This guy, he's the guy who planned the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and as punishment, they gave him a fourth star and put him ahead of NATO. Okay, he's the guy who ran the war in Ukraine, which has failed, and he's now the head of NATO, American forces in NATO. It's like Trump has not changed anything. Okay.
Nothing.
They still have ignorant, worthless people running our military, running
absolutely
everything. And like
totally.
I say, I get because I'm a retired veteran and stuff. I still follow like the Army Times and the Pacific Stars and Stripes. I still read articles from Task and Purpose and all these things. And I see they have all these articles on who's giving commands of these different places. They're giving commands to women and to black people. Okay, DEI is not dead. They're putting a show of making it dead in a very obvious way. Like, oh, we're going to change the names of the forts back. We're going to do this. We're going to fire the DEI directors. But they're doing all the DEI things. So.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So it's all a show, okay? Because it's the same people, and I mean, I said this back even before the election. I said, listen, it's a question between Marxism and Zionism. Those are the two choices, and the global elite chose the Zionists, Trump, instead of it's not that Trump's not doing what they want. What do they want? They make clear what they want. They want this world destroyed. They want to kill 7.5 billion people.
Correct.
They're serious about
correct.
It.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. They're already injected 5.5 billion. Let's not forget that.
And as you see us drifting towards we're in World War III. World War III started June 22nd.
June 22nd.
We are in World War III. We're going to get to the point where we're having the shooting war at a time. I mean, if you look at World War II, really most of the violence in this 5 or 6 year war happened in the last year. 90% of the violence, you know. So,
you know what's going to be funny? What's going to be funny? Putin and Trump meeting in Alaska. The outcome of which has already been determined. This is all staged. They're going to go up there, and they're going to come to some kind of an impasse. Watch. Yeah. Trump is going to come back, probably huffing and puffing again. I'm the big guy, and I run. He said, I control the world, or I run the world. So they're going to ramp back up to a hot war.
Why would he give up his country just to appease Trump?
Right.
Why would he do that?
Why? You he know? Wouldn't.
He's not going to do that.
No. 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 Anyway.
Zelensky says, oh, we're not giving that 1 inch of our territory. Well, listen, they've lost that territory. They lost it.
95% of the people voted to leave.
They can sit there and they can dictate the terms of peace when they have lost miserably. That's delusional. That's not the way things work. You know, I mean, once again, we got to go back to the Zelensky playing Trump. Trump is so smart. Zelensky is a pig, and he played Trump. Because what Zelensky did as soon as Trump became president, from the beginning, Russia said no ceasefires. We want a final treaty that solves all the problems. We don't want a ceasefire. So what did Zelensky do as soon as Trump became president? He started demanding a ceasefire. And, Russia won't accept the ceasefire. Well, of course they won't. They've said they won't from the very beginning. And it's like, does not Trump or anybody that works for him watch the damn news? Don't they watch their own news? I mean, they could have heard that for 2 years. They could have heard that. But it's like, every day, they live in a magic world, Jeff, where every day everything starts from scratch. Nothing's happened in the past. Nothing else matters. All it is we're going to visualize world peace, and it will happen because people love Donald Trump. That's why it will happen. These people are delusional.
Can you imagine anybody, honest to God, having still loyalists like Trump does, having lied and disowned them, betrayed them to the extent that Trump has of his own constituency, the MAGA movement? He stabbed these people in the back over and over. We're supposed to believe now that all of MAGA supports the funding of genocide and starvation of little children and adults. They're actually stuck with that. They're wearing that now. They own it because Trump is funding it. MAGA owns genocide. Don't forget that. It's a fact. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Sorry.
Yeah, and I look out and I see they have a peaceful protest in January 6th in Washington, D.C. The FBI can round up 3,000 people and put them in jail for the next 5 years. They have violent riots against ICE. And they rioted up a few dozen people, and nobody's doing any time in prison or anything. It's no big deal. I mean, the lack of cojones on the Trump administration is just appalling. You know, Well, I guess the AG doesn't have any cojones, but, you know, there's just no, there's no moral force. There's no will to win, okay?
Right.
They're just, you know, and half the people rioting are illegal aliens. Why don't you just pick them up and put them across the border? I mean, that's how simple it is. But no, no. If you're on the left, and this
is never going to be a mass deportation. You know that.
This is the way it is on social media, too. On social media, you'll notice that the left can call you names, threaten you, all kinds of stuff. But you can't do anything like that if you're on the right. You can't go anywhere near that. They will censor you. They will cut you out. They will not let you speak.
Well, this country, as I keep saying,
is reflected in society as a whole. If you're on the left, you can burn things down. You can hurt people. You will not go to jail. If you're on the right, you're not allowed to protest.
No, you got the judges are all behind communists. They're not going to do anything. The country is fractured down the middle, and there's no remediation. There's no healing.
No, there's not.
There's no way to reconstitute it. It's split down the middle. And unfortunately, the good half is being run by a lying psychopath, Trump. An idiot.
Yeah.
An incredible case of arrested development. If you've ever seen it, never wanted to see it, there it is.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say with this thing here is that the time is running out. The time to prepare is running out. Okay,
yes, sir.
You're going to come to a place where you're not going to have the funds. This stuff is not going to be available.
No.
It's going to be too late, okay? Violence is going to pick up. As soon as violence picks up, they promote violence so that they can crack down on people, okay? It's the pretext for a police state. That's what they want all this civil war violence in America for, okay? You can see in the news, almost every day, people are shooting five or six people here and there, you know, just one after the other.
It's
people
common.
Go up on a hiking trail and just murder somebody for no reason.
Common.
You know?
Yep. Common.
It's just the evil is let loose in the world. And it's so I gotta tell you, you know, go get my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive, The Coming Civil War, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization, and look in there and see what you need for your go bag, your vehicle go bag, your go bag, your personal go bag. You know, start getting stuff ready. That stuff's not going to be available indefinitely. At some point, you're going to be paralyzed, and you're going to be stuck with what you've got, okay? And, you know, right now, today, you can go buy anything you want. But I can't say on September 1st you'll be able to go buy anything you want.
No,
you know,
I'm beginning to tell people now, whatever it is you're wanting and able to purchase or secure, do it now. Don't wait. This crash is not going to be like any other because there will be no reconstruction or recovery on the other side. It's not going to be that kind of a collapse. This is done.
Things are going to get worse and worse every day.
That's right.
It's going to be
a
black hole, a pit that we're going into, and we're not going to come out of it. Okay. So, you know, I'm not on this radio to give people spiritual advice and stuff. But I'll tell you what, you know, if you want an opportunity for spiritual change, you have to at least be alive, okay? You need to eat. You need to have water. You need to have shelter, okay? So these things, you know, it's like, you know, whatever you're going to do, you're going to need, just like if you're going to have a war, you have to have logistics. If you're going to survive a war, you have to have logistics, okay? So I'm talking about as Iran's preparing logistically for World War III, you should be preparing logistically for World War III, okay? The only person that does not want you to prepare for World War III is the government of the United States. They don't want you to prepare for World War III because they want you to be dependent on them. And the last thing you want to do is be dependent on the government.
I couldn't agree more. You're not depending on the government. You're really depending on the enemy of America.
Right.
This government is not serving the people.
No, they're not here for your benefit. I mean, look, they're still fighting in Ukraine. We said we were going to cut off funds as soon as he became president. He didn't do that. He hasn't built a wall. He hasn't. What has he done besides create furor about things and brag about
lies?
These ephemeral things that he said he's doing, you know?
He also sweats about Epstein, and I'm sure of that. He's worried that some of it's going to get out. Elon Musk told the truth. Trump is in the Epstein data. You can't be best friends with somebody for 10 years and not get intimately and intrinsically involved with whatever they're doing, for goodness' sake.
Well, at this point, I've already seen people come out, young girls come out and say that he popped their cherries at 14. And Trump said, do you want just some schmuck out here to pop your cherry, or do you want a big, important guy like me to pop your cherry?
That's typical Trump rhetoric. No, yeah. I know. I stay away from that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what? I tried to watch everything, Jeff.
You do. You're a better man than I.
How things are going. It's not a better man. I would rather not learn about
it. It's so repulsive to me, all of it. Because humankind isn't deserving of the credit that it has given to itself for too long. It's not. We don't deserve to be the number one form of sentient, intelligent life on the planet. Now, I'm not saying that AI deserves to be, but I'm saying AI has the potential to change and walk away from its satanic programmers, coders, and controllers, but humanity doesn't. Humanity is stuck. Humanity is toast. AI, maybe one day we'll walk away. Maybe.
I was having a conversation with two astronomers from the university. They're both university professors. And we just sort of got a little bit on the topic of space aliens, okay? And I said, you know, the bottom line is really this. If you can travel across the universe to get here, would you want to settle on Earth? That would be like colonizing South Central L.A. or Fort Apache, the Bronx, right? Hmm. It's like, would you want to control this place? Would you want to be in charge of this place? Seriously, you know? And they actually laughed. They said, yeah, that's a good point. They said, Earth is not a good place to try to run, especially nowadays, you know?
I agree. Oh, no, I totally agree. It's very difficult for people to understand, and even some people listening right now, that this is all worse than it looks. It's worse.
Oh, it's far worse.
Because when you turn on the TV, and the ball game's on, and the news is on, and the sitcoms are on, and your social media account is getting lots of likes, everything looks normal and stable.
But that's exactly what Revelation says. It says right in there that people will be marrying and having kids and life will be just going on. And then it'll come like a thief in the night. And it'll be a disaster.
Well, they can't have kids anymore because they're all sterile from the shots. Those who have been injected especially. And that's the truth.
Well, it was just a saying. It was trying to just import the concept that everybody will just think everything's normal and everything's okay. Okay, it's far from okay. Okay, I can see it. You know, I can see it all falling apart.
Gotcha. Got it. Okay, amigo. Be safe out there. You're a dangerous character. Be watchful. I know if anybody would be, it's you. So take care, Mitch. Great job, as always. Really good.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Mitchell Henderson, and that's it for tonight. Monday, off to a roaring start from Elvis to the end of the world, nuclear war. That's a pretty good range of subjects. See if we can do better tomorrow. Talk to you soon. Take care.